In Pennsylvania tomorrow, visitors arriving at the Gettysburg National Military Park may experience the battlefield in a whole new way. The National Park Service is opening a $103 million visitor center where people can learn much more about the bloody battle and the Civil War. From member station WITF in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Tim Lambert reports.
Each year, some 2 million people visit the battlefield where more than 51,000 Union and Confederate troops were killed, wounded, or captured in 3 days of fighting. When they stopped by the old museum, they were able to see uniforms, flags, and weapons used in the battle. But Park Superintendent John Latcher says it's time to move away from what he calls a curator's museum approach.
When it was first put together, the idea was just to get out as many artifacts as possible. But this is what we call in the parlance a storyline museum.
Now the Park Service is ready to open the doors of a facility designed to look like a 19th century barn, but filled with audio and video presentations.
150 Confederate cannon answered by nearly 100 Union guns. The thunder continues for 2 hours. Then the assault begins.
Themes and storylines that were rarely discussed before, like slavery and how the town of Gettysburg dealt with the battle's aftermath, come alive on film.
We appeal to the revolutionary struggle. If we do not exclude slavery from the territories, it will exclude us.
There are also a dozen galleries designed to broaden major themes, with one devoted to each day of the 1863 battle. In fact, some people are worried that the exhibits may be so effective that visitors will end up spending the bulk of their time in Gettysburg in the new museum. Superintendent John Latcher says if that happens, then all this work was for naught.
We're going to consider this museum to be a failure if it doesn't induce people to get out on the battlefield and put their feet in the place where all this actually happened.
The story of the Battle of Gettysburg has been told and retold, studied, scrutinized, and debated practically from the moment the last shot was fired.
At the end of 3 days, over 7,000 soldiers have died. Another 44,000 are wounded or captured. On July 4th, in a pouring rain, Lee orchestrates a skillful retreat from Gettysburg with Meade in cautious pursuit. The threat to Pennsylvania is over.
Now, visitors will be able to draw their own conclusions about how the country's future hinged on the sacrifices made in places like the Wheatfield, Little Round Top, and Cemetery Ridge. For NPR News, I'm Tim Lambert in Harrisburg.
You're listening to NPR News.